all the Renault mechanics are looking out to see me coming past. And apparently they were really sort of upset because they didn't think I was going to hit the limiter, but I did on several occasions because I was sending it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, episode 27. You join us this week with a very special guest. It's Rory.
Yay.
And a not so very special guest. It's Matty.
Matty. Is that my name? Thank you, Alex.
Matthew Gallagher.
That's the one.
Formerly of WTF1 mm-hmm. fame. Mm-hmm. And now from position one with Matthew and Tomothy.
Yes. Ping on with Matt and Tommy for, yes. Okay. For people that might actually be looking that up.
What but, do you do?
What do?
Right, I'm talking about
already
Formula
bored.
One.
Before
we get into the podcast, a massive hello to Andrew, who's just bought a Renault Twingo RS for £400, Blair, who listens on his way to work, Jake doing his first cam belt, water pump, and tensioner on his Mitsubishi GTO, Vinicius listening on his grocery runs, Maya and Reese listening while moving house, pest controller Nick killing rats.
Oh, I need his number.
My screen. Oh, you do need the number.
Yeah.
We'll chat about rats in a minute. Because we've got George completing his final year project and writing his dissertation for his aerospace engineering degree in Coventry. And do you listen to the podcast?
No.
Okay, so you don't know what's coming up.
Well, I'm listening to the podcast now, I guess. So.
Okay, so the first time.
Yeah.
You're a real piece of shit. No, the first you could thing have at I least thought, planned just a little bit.
The first thing I thought was that this sounds like the pantomime. Where they go, oh, hello, and happy birthday too. And then just list out loads of people. That's the vibes it gave me.
Matt.
You started this.
Matt.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
do you want to read the last bit?
Oh. Rory's mum, Jackie.
Yeah. You're right, mum.
Rory's mum, Jackie. She's an avid
mum.
Listener.
That is every episode they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've met your mum.
You have met my mum.
Yeah, very briefly. And, yeah. Yeah. At your house.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah. Lovely lady, much better than you.
Oh, thanks. Mm. Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you. So lovely to be here.
Is it?
No.
Is it really?
No, I got told about this about 20 minutes ago.
But you're a podcaster, so you shouldn't know what's going on. You've got a podcast, don't you?
I do.
Do you open your podcast? Because apparently this was very pantomime.
It was.
So pretend that this is your audience. Yeah. Actually, no, it's not, because this is a vast audience.
No one cares about
it. Don't they start off with, like, welcome back to the WTF1? Oh, wait, no.
No, you got fired from that.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello, little fishing rod. Hook didn't get in my cheek that time.
Little fishing rod. I've just cast a net, mate.
What do you want from me?
So, as you can see, we've got Matty from P1 with Matty and Tommy, because we will be later actually looking for a car for you, because you need a new car. Because what's happened is that you've currently got an Audi TT RS.
Yes.
And you are making so much money that car is not powerful enough or new enough for you. So you need an upgrade.
Why did I agree to come on this podcast?
Because you need a new car.
Yeah. I should have known.
I don't know why you agreed, to be honest.
Look, I've had it for a few years, and the amount of times you've slandered my car, despite fully loving it at the same time.
I said it's very nice.
Yeah, rubbish.
I said it's very powerful. It's red.
It's like backhanded compliments that you give my car.
So anyway, welcome to the podcast. Why you got a little smile on your face?
Because I'm just preparing myself for whatever's going to come out your mouth next.
So for people who don't know, Matt and I used to work at WTF1 at Car Throttle, which was the same company as Alex.
We owned you. We made you.
And there was a slight bit of rivalry.
There wasn't rivalry. Well, there's no competition. There's no rivalry. I'm faster in karts. I'm faster in race cars.
That day. Mm-hmm. That day that we had. Do you remember that little 1v1 we had over the course of, I think it was 7 different disciplines, and I won 4-3. Do you remember that? Or have you deleted that from your brain?
I was faster in the single seater, wasn't I? I remember that. I remember coming back, being very proud of myself. And they were like, what's my time? What's Matty's time? Saw your time. Saw my time. I was like, where's my time? It's like, we couldn't calculate your time because you were cutting corners.
It was so slow.
No, apparently I was cutting corners too much. Yeah, track limits. Yeah. Track limits.
So you were cheating.
Yeah. He knew he was slower and knew he had to make up some time somewhere, bless him. So
sharp.
He's cute.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Matthew Gallagher from P1?
Alex Kirsten from Auto Alex. I have been busy starting P1 with myself and Tommy. We launched last February.
Yeah.
We do content about Formula One. which has some kind of relevance to cars. So that's why apparently I'm on this podcast. Are you into cars? I like cars that look nice and sound nice. Okay. I'm not.
Why do you drive a TT?
RS. Because
RS.
I don't know. I always like the look of it, and I've been slandered ever since. But you know, it's my life. And when I'm on my deathbed, I'm not going to be thinking about Alex Kirsten telling me that I hope you are, though.
I hope I just pop into your head. The last person you think of when you're dying is me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
that'll send you off. That'll send you to sleep. Yeah. Yeah. How is P1 going?
Very well. Incredibly well. We've been blown away by the support of everyone in the F1 community. A lot of people decided, you know, when we jumped ship and made our own thing, that it was worth a listen. And the YouTube channel's gone really well as well, and can't really complain. We do our watch-alongs.
I just noticed your jumper and your Tommy jeans
belt. Quite literally
there.
Everything that's... I'm wearing is Tommy. Yeah.
Is that, why is that?
Because we had a partnership with the figure last year. Which which you bring up every 5 minutes of the day of me seeing you.
That's because every
time
I see...
You actually call me Tommy now.
I do. Yeah, where's fair, Hilfiger?
Yeah. Yeah, every time we do see you, you are head to toe in Tommy Hilfiger.
Well, yes, because I had rubbish clothes beforehand and they sent me some, so I put them in the bin and now I wear this. It's amazing as well, because there is a jumper that Tommy wears, my business partner, and there's one that just says Hilfiger. So it's like Tommy... And then it's brilliant. It's honestly the most perfect brand partnership ever.
Okay, brilliant.
Are you going to be re-sponsored by them? Is that
hopefully
in the works?
Yep. Okay. Knocking on their door.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to Primark, see if they want to sponsor us.
Because I'm feeling this jumper. It just feels a little bit, I don't know.
You can tell this podcast ain't sponsored.
And this belt as well. Is this plastic?
Are you taking my belt off during this podcast? Is this what I have accepted right now?
No. It's very, very nice clothing. So Tommy and Hilfiger, if you'd like to sponsor a really shit car channel about shit cars, then...
You would wreck the clothes in seconds. So grubby.
I'm so grubby. I'm very grubby.
You are a grubby.
We complained about the quality and then you said, if you'd like to sponsor...
No, but we could do like a new line. An auto Alex line, and not call it Tommy Hilfiger. We call it Grubby Hilfiger.
Oh, what's that? Everything comes out oily and
just a bit grubby.
Yeah, nice.
Like the off cuts.
And then you're actually cleaner after you work on a car because it's grubby.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, the quality is fantastic. You look very expensive.
Thank you so much. This is not the line of conversation I expected, but I'm enjoying it.
Right. So you have an F1 channel with Tommy.
Yes.
And you've been friends for a very long time, mm-hmm. and you started doing WTF1 together, which we'll get onto in a little bit. What have you been doing recently, except for like, you know, just building the brand up? Because a lot of people do already know you, but you've been doing live shows and all that, haven't you?
Yeah, live shows. We did one when we first launched a few months in Leicester Square, which went amazingly well. So then we did a three-venue tour of London, Manchester and Glasgow, which was awesome, you know, to have people just turn up and buy
Glasgow.
Tickets and yeah, went all the way to
it's
Glasgow.
A bit dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I survived and it's a lovely place. So,
is it?
Yes.
Why did you wink at me when you said lovely place? So, you winked at me.
No.
As if to say you're lying.
I'm just attracted to you. That's it. So we did those shows and we've got some shows coming up in about 3 weeks' time.
Are we going to those?
In London, Cambridge and Bath. So, if you want to, you're more than welcome.
But. We got the one show, but it clashes with Petrolhead. And
the one show?
The one show. Yeah, he's on the one show.
Oh,
yeah,
you're on the one show.
Wow, am so, I?
Oh, no, if you're not made it, have you?
No.
So, yeah, you got one date, which is the same as Petrolheadism. So we can't make that.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously a far bigger show.
That's a proper show.
It's a far bigger
show. You can tell how much you've been spending time with Alex, haven't you, Rory?
It's not our show.
You didn't used to be like that.
It's not our show. It's not our show.
No, but you, for some reason, you still had a little slander in there.
Matty, you need to calm
down. You just took it as slander.
You need to calm down. You're on the Auto Alex podcast. You need to know your limits, okay? Track limits. You are overstepping the mark.
That's a warning.
Let the hamster talk.
But I don't know about your other dates. Are there any more in London? Or
no, just the 14th London. So, oh, what a shame.
So yeah, if you want,
I don't want to be heckled anyway, so that's fine.
If you've got nothing to do on the 14th, go to Petrolheadism. It's a better show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
there
at
it is.
These live show, at these live shows, what do you talk about?
So we talk about Formula One. But
so is it a 10-minute show?
Nope. It's an hour and a half-ish sort of show. Some people think it's just a podcast. It's not. It's more of an interactive show. We get the audience involved. We do games, challenges, give away prizes. There's one where you take on Tommy, the encyclopedia of Formula One. Mm-hmm. You come up on stage, all that sort of stuff. So,
He's doing hard sell, isn't he? You asked me about it.
I want
to buy a ticket
What
now?
Do you do about in these
I
shows?
I think numbers must be a
What
bit
time
low.
Is it on?
What time?
Yeah.
Like seven-ish, seven, half, seven.
Oh, no.
We might be able to make that.
We actually could make that.
We might be able to make
Maybe
that.
Maybe we do Sold a day out. In petrol. Oh, okay.
No, it's not. Please come.
Okay. How much are tickets?
What?
sorry. I was just preparing.
I knew you'd say that.
If it's more than £3. What?
But I'll give them for free. Don't worry.
Does that include dinner and drinks?
With you, if you turn up, sure.
£27.
We could actually make this.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we could.
Perfect. But you hate Formula One. So.
Not, but yeah, I know. Yeah, but I just want to be there. I want to support you.
That's absolute rubbish.
Oh, fine. We've known each other for a few years and we have had a laugh.
We do have a laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
The one thing of like hanging out with you guys is realizing how much I do, as much as it is full of abuse, miss those times that we used to have where it was just like.
Are you saying Tommy's boring?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But Tommy doesn't slander.
Does he not?
No, not really. Bless him. But you know, to have that environment.
But also, you do everything remotely as well.
A lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, like
gotta be reactive.
Do you miss
mate.
That like slight office environment then? The whole, you know, team and everything.
I think I'd be down for like a day or two if there was that
table football. A week. When's the last time you played table football?
Oh, so long ago. Yeah. Years ago.
Because you got quite good
dominated,
at that, didn't you?
Dominated in the office.
You got fairly good.
No, yeah, he got really good at FIFA.
Yeah, I did as well. Oh, yeah. God. Whitewashing Will. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to play a game where if it was 5 goals or more without someone scoring a goal,
an apology,
you then had to do a written apology on Instagram and saying how shit you were and how good the other person was.
And the thing that I hold against Will is the fact that I'd whitewashed him in 4 different countries.
In one day. So what you got coming up, except for the live show, what else are you working on? Except for the Tommy Hilfiger deal.
You got your second channel?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Second channel, Wheel Knowledge, which where we essentially try and explain Formula One with more sort of informational B-roll sort of visual stuff.
Why don't you just put that on the main channel?
Oh God, you sound like the comment section. Because YouTube algorithm, Alex, you should know you have 2 YouTube channels as well, don't you?
Oh, the algorithm is always with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always, yeah, yeah.
Just guiding there. You along like a,
it's just there.
A stiff breeze.
Yeah.
Love that.
So stiff.
Wow. But yes, apart from that, just covering Formula One, we actually had an interesting result of someone other than Max Verstappen winning, which has put a little bit of life back into
the
sport.
Who won?
Carlos Sainz.
But that wasn't because...
Carlos Sainz.
That wasn't because he beat Max Verstappen.
No, it's because Max Verstappen broke down on lap 3.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it gave us a different winner because he'd won 19 of the last 20
but
races.
But Max,
what?
Yeah.
Max would have won that race if he didn't break down there.
Probably.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that.
How's Christian Horner?
Wow. I
saw a picture of his penis the other day.
No, you allegedly. Allegedly saw
No, I recognised him.
You saw it?
Yeah, you want to note down that timestamp there, I think, Rory. No comment on anything.
Go on.
No comment.
So, unlike us, people in F1 will not comment on anything to do with this Christian Horner situation.
Really?
Because everything is alleged.
Because
right
it's all alleged.
It's all alleged.
It's all alleged.
Okay. Which I didn't realise. I got told off for this, that apparently we should have been saying allegedly, otherwise we were opening ourselves to litigation.
To a lawsuit, yes. Oh. Well, I allegedly saw his alleged penis.
Yeah.
Did you allegedly see those text messages?
What?
Did you see those alleged
What are
text
you
messages?
Up to over the next few months?
I'm just chatting, man.
Yeah,
just chilling. Yeah, we're just having pretend the cameras and the mics aren't here, man.
Yeah,
you know, just relax.
Okay, just relax.
Hold my hand, man. It's all right.
Oh, this is cute.
Yeah, it's so
wow.
cute.
So soft. It's really.
Yeah.
Moisturize.
Mm. I actually do.
No, no, you can tell. Yeah. You're a hardworking man.
Yeah.
So
your hands are soft because you don't actually do any work.
That's true.
You sit at your desk and you just print money, don't you, man?
So for people listening, this is literally Alex all the time, 24/7. And it's brilliant.
Even when I'm asleep, I'm there on the phone, just...
Robbie, what were you going to say to segue out of this?
When's the next F1 race you're going to?
Next race we're going to?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Why don't you go to more F1 races?
Because we have to make content.
But you could make content at the F1
yeah,
races.
Yeah, but it's not as good. And Formula One are very strict about not being anywhere near the track when you are filming. You're not allowed to film.
To Survive?
Yes, but they have a special deal.
What's the special
money
deal?
Money has changed hands and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Millions of pounds.
What about all these other influencers who just turn up at track?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's really good. The rules are very hazy. But I know for a fact, if we were the ones to just drop a little video with a bit of footage, we'd get screwed. So
okay,
we play it very safe.
But what about doing other things where you can travel and then maybe renew some series that were very popular in WTF1, where you visited some racetracks that were abandoned?
I would never renew anything from that channel.
Okay.
We make our own content.
But how about if we came up with a new series where you like what if you went to some...
Let me just go onto youtube.com/WTF1 and have a look
that
at...
Forgotten tracks. They weren't forgotten. No, that's like, that would be shit, an idea. What if they were like older tracks? Like historic tracks that
again,
no longer exist
anymore?
This
is a conversation
anymore.
That we've had off camera as well. This is literally just a normal chat. This is not a podcast.
What Rory is effectively saying is you need to diversify, man.
He's saying I need to go outside.
You need to go outside. You need to buy a very expensive car first.
2 years.
And then you need to go and drive all that car to a forgotten, sorry, not a forgotten.
A historic
a
track.
Yes, a missing. Unremembered.
Unremembered yes, circuit.
Alex. There you go. That's a good series.
Do you know where there was
unremembered tracks.
Do you know where there was a track that is now a historic track? Because it didn't really happen.
The Nürburgring.
Vietnam.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Yes.
You could drive your car.
I love Vietnam.
Rory, can I really want to go for a holiday.
Well, why don't you start with your unremembered tracks?
That's good. Unremembered tracks.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It really does.
It does,
That looks like YouTube search engine optimization at its finest.
Or instead of forgotten tracks, just put forgotten.
To be fair, that series
will get around it.
That series was ripped off another channel anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, everything was ripped off everything.
Well.
Right, we'll get into more deep dive about WTF1 because I'm feeling some wounds that I just really want to open up.
That sounds like you. Yeah.
So
Why does this
sound like an episode of Trisha or something?
Trisha, Trisha, Trisha. We're gonna do a pregnancy test. Who's the daddy?
You.
Yes, me. Rory, what have you been up to? I've written here, stolen bike chat.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Shit.
Yeah, let's turn it on Rory straight now. Come on.
Yeah,
so you're a thief.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
God, you're such a dickhead.
Dickhead.
Our bike episode didn't really go as planned.
No, it did very well.
Oh, it's doing well, but it's doing well because it's attracting a lot of attention because apparently there's a stolen bike in it.
Has the police contacted you yet?
No, so let's give the full story. We were up in Scotland when we bought this Range Rover. We went to Martin's house, and in Martin's house... Martin's mansion, in his abandoned car collection.
Do you remember, did you watch that episode?
It was a good episode.
Every second of it, yeah.
Who's Martin?
Martin is the man in the mansion.
Okay, he watched it.
There was a KTM Duke that had been sitting there for years. Like, it'd collected a lot of moss, looked shit. And Martin told us basically that when we looked at it and then we did a car vertical check on it, it came up as a Cat D.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked for the VIN numbers and stuff, which it has. It has VIN numbers where it's meant to on the frame. And it's also got the engine number where it's meant to have on the engine number.
And bearing in mind, we were there to buy a Range Rover L322 for Alex to give it back to him and tart it up and do all that kind of stuff. It was dark. We were rushed.
Yeah.
We did check out the VIN numbers. And all looks legit.
Yeah.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Fuck you, Matt.
That sounds like a police officer's in the room right now.
So anyway, yeah.
How's a TT?
After looking at your comments, so what we thought, because obviously we noticed...
I'll bring up some comments while you're chatting.
We noticed that it was a 2012 bike, 2012 plate on what, yeah. I think we all knew at the time that bike came out later. But the thing that we thought had happened was that the frame was still the same frame all the way out from 2012 till 2020. And it turns out they didn't. They actually changed their frame halfway through, which meant that the frame that this bike is on can't possibly be from a 2012 frame. But yeah, at the time, Martin had told us that the bike had been crashed. And then the guy who had it before him had completely rebuilt the bike, new chassis, new everything. So that's where we were sort of really hazy on the details of where it originally came from and everything.
Sorry, I was looking at comments. Did you mention the fact that we joked about the fact that it was stolen?
Yes.
Yeah, because we literally said, it's stolen as a joke.
Well, yeah, because we checked the VIN and we were like, we literally had the logbook and we're reading the VIN off the side of the frame where it's meant to be and then realized that we're like, it's got the VIN on the frame.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of comments here from the video that we released on, when was it? 3 days ago. So that would be third, something like that, 22nd. Yeah. So Leuven Life has written, "Oh, Rory, what have you done? That bike is the later model. The frames are different and it isn't possible to fit the later parts to the older bike. I work with bikes and have experience with both of these models. You have a cloned stolen motorcycle. Best you can do is involve the police and try not to get so excited every time you see something for sale." I mean, fair.
Yeah, we did get quite excited.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So speaking of that, that is exactly what we are going to do. We are going to...
What?
Yeah, we are
going... I thought we were just going to...
Are you handing it over?
No, this is what we're saying on the podcast. Oh, okay. I mean, we'll just brush it.
Isn't there a guy who's going to buy it like
Joke.
Jesus, calm down.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Shut up, you troublemaker.
So yeah, what we're going to do is basically try and find out what the actual VIN is. Unfortunately, because there's only two locations on this bike where you've got identification markers and both of them seem to have the correct VIN according to our paperwork on, either the bike has somehow been rebuilt on a new chassis, mm-hmm. or those have been completely removed and then someone's gone through the effort of then smoothing out the bike, putting over, like fillering it up, then re-etching in a new VIN over the top, which by... may I add, is a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort
for a bike that is not worth a lot of money, even new. And then, so what we're going to do, we'll probably try and take it to KTM first, a dealer.
Yeah.
And then hopefully there might be a VIN on the actual ECU that we might be able to then find, and then we'll be able to find the original plate of the vehicle. But yeah, the main issue is this bike has been on this plate for 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the and all you people saying, "Oh yeah, no, it needs to go to its original owner." That won't be its original owner anymore. The owner will be an insurance company because
To add as well, that bike was in Martin's garden for what, 2-3 years?
2-3 years, yeah. Something.
And it was. I mean, it was scrap. Genuinely scrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, the engine worked, but everything around it has been rebuilt, and there has been, I don't know how much money has been. If you include the exhaust, there's
probably about £1,500 put into that bike now. I don't really know what to do now. Yeah. It's a bit of a difficult situation.
But the point is, we hear you, we've read the comments, and we are going to investigate. And we you know, if it comes to having to tell the police, we don't know if they'll be able to do anything, but we will do what's necessary because it is actually quite an interesting story, isn't it?
I mean, what do you do in this situation when you've got no identification markers left? You've done everything you can from your
sell
side.
It. You just sell it.
What happens to your money, Rory?
Huh?
If you hand it over, what happens to your money?
I lose it.
That's gone.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can afford it.
That's true.
It's a bit of a shit situation.
But at least the bike has been restored, which is nice. So the happy outcome is...
So a lovely,
massive... got stolen, and then it got just abandoned, and now it's cut. It could be back on the road soon with an MOT.
Almost likely it will go back to an insurance company that will, you know, one of these massive insurance companies that takes shitload of money off
No,
people.
We'll take them on.
Sorry, not that.
We'll take them on.
Okay.
We'll take them on. Okay.
Not angry at all, Rory.
Not angry at all. No, fucking insurance companies. And that's really the bike update.
So does that kind of mean that I'm currently harboring stolen goods? Am I now an accomplice?
We don't know. That is the thing. We don't know still.
Yeah, but you are from Birmingham. So
that is true.
My guess is it's probably next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rory has a taste for these things.
He does. He really does.
We are on it. We will find out
what
will happen. And we'll probably release a video on it.
We will. We will. Just to shut you up. I think loads of people are butthurt because their bikes got stolen and they never saw them, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
So we're now on the, you know, opposite end of that. We are the recipient of your stolen bikes. But we will, Anyway, as for me, what have I been up to? Weekend I spent helping my friend James, who has a Hyundai coupe, third generation coupe, that's been parked up outside his house for about 6 months. He is a former tennis coach. He's a massage therapist, blah, blah, blah. And the car has had some issues and it's just been parked up. So he's been using his girlfriend's car. And now the council have been getting involved and someone said it's abandoned and blah, blah, blah. And you're switching off, aren't you?
Cars. No.
Cars.
Did he give you a massage for helping?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But that is in the pipeline. So I took my F11, my beloved.
Matt doesn't even know what a Hyundai is.
Aren't you saying it wrong?
Hyundai.
Didn't they change the way you actually
they're,
say it?
They're at the back of the grid, aren't they, Hyundai?
They're not on the grid. But I guess technically they would be at the back if they
How do you know? Why technically? They could be good.
They could, and they could also be bad. But thank you for including me in Formula with some Formula One. There you go. I can go.
All right, Matty, shut up now. I'm finished. So I went to go and pick up James's coupe on the back of my trailer with my F11. I love my F11, my 5 Series, 530D. Great car, isn't it?
Yeah, great car.
The Touring.
So you are 0 to 60 in.
Go on.
4.1. Lovely.
I wish. No, it's a 530D, Matty.
Ah, of course, yeah.
So it would be.
Diesel, yeah.
About.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
So it's, it's a 3 litre.
Yes.
Well, fuck. Okay.
Five series. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how many cylinders?
You are worse than Ethan.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is BMW famous for? They're
cars.
Famous for.
Moving on.
No, they're famous for a type of engine. It's
straight.
Oh.
Six.
Oh! Hey! Go on, girl.
That was a complete roll of the dice.
Anyway, I picked up James's Hyundai Coupe. It is on the back of the trailer, and we are going to fix it up for my friend James because he needs a car to get about. So that's what I did. And I just spent Sunday on my sofa. We bought a new sofa. It's got one of those reclining ones. So you press a button and it goes. And you can do the head one as well, up and down like that. And just sat on the sofa all day just watching Maths, Married at First Sight. You must love a bit of Married at First Sight.
It's a very good program.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think
Australia
of Lauren?
Australia or just
Australia. Yeah. No, it's got to be Australia.
What do you think of Lauren?
I haven't watched the latest season.
Have you not?
What?
No.
What do you think of Lauren?
Rory, you're in a relationship.
You're...
Tory. I like Tory.
So you're too far behind. You don't know about...
Oh.
Oh, you can't do spoilers, can you? Surely.
So I'm
Jack is a dick. That is.
Which one's Jack?
Jack is the one with Tori.
Of course he's a dick. He's got a man bun.
No. You wait. You wait.
Does he get juicier?
Oh my God, man. Oh. Jack comes out as like the most.
I knew it. I had a feeling.
Like, I would almost say it's domestic abuse. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, genuinely. Like he's probably like I've never seen a point on Maths history where the guy's sitting down and you know John.
He's
sitting there. And he's basically just sitting there. And then Jack's talking and trying to get his way out or something. And then John just goes...
And
he won't even look at him. And then there's one point where he then turns to all of the other guys and is like, why have you all let this happen?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
God, it gets so juicy.
If you don't watch Maths, Married at First Sight Australia... Then
it's on Channel 4.
Channel 4, yeah. Forget about cars. All right, yeah. Cars are boring. Married at First Sight is the shit. It is. Oh, it's so good.
This is not what I expected to be speaking about.
You know what?
This podcast.
Literally, Matt said, he was like, you do know I know nothing about cars. I was like, don't worry, we don't talk about cars.
Married at First Sight, that's, yeah.
It's so good. Oh, it's so addictive. Yeah. Oh, especially when you're on a nice new sofa and you've got a beer and you're just watching it and you're just like, oh, it's all kicking off and I'm so comfortable and I'm underneath my blanket. Oh, it's so nice.
You're so old. You are so old.
I'm so old.
I don't know anyone with a recliner surfer.
Surfer?
Surfer.
I've never heard of a recliner surfer.
Recliner sofa.
Yeah.
Who's less than 50 years old.
Nah, come on. Everyone loves a reclining sofa.
Oh, it's so good.
You get ones with like USB ports in now.
Mine's got USB ports.
It?
No, it does not. Is it black leather?
No. We didn't go for leather. Okay. We went for, it's like Alcantara.
Wow. This podcast is doing quite well. Thanks for listening.
It was quite expensive, actually. Yeah, it was quite expensive.
Okay.
But yeah, USBs and everything.
All right. What else have you been up to?
And the headrests all around.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's move on from the...
What else have I been up to?
Was that the most exciting thing, your sofa?
Sitting on my sofa watching Maths. It was good. It was very, very good. And then I'm, you know, the most exciting thing of this week is I'm with my good friend, Matty, from P1.
Look at how censored he is. He doesn't swear as well. Like
I don't ever swear on our podcast, ever. Not one. Just to make sure it's as PG
as
possible.
In real life, you are...
Oh, I swear all the fucking time. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, no, we don't. Swear.
You're more sweary than me on the podcast.
Do you think?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Wait, you don't swear on the podcast? I've heard at least 10 swear words.
Yeah. No, we do swear.
We do swear. We're a little bit sweary, but it's okay because our audience are adults, unlike yours who are children.
Yours are children.
No, they're not.
They are children.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
I feel like most F1 fans now.
Let me see
you want to see the analytics?
I want to see your back end right now.
Oh, hello.
Come on. YouTube studio. Should we get our YouTube studios
out?
Oh,
no. We're getting. We're literally
oh, my God. This is
literally. It's a measuring contest.
This is like 6 years ago all over again. I'm having flashbacks here.
Oh, no, it's good flashbacks.
Let me see your penis.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, tell me they're all children right now. Go on. What's the biggest age demographic? Read it out. Read it out.
13 to 17.
That is bollocks. That is 2.2%.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
18 to 24, 29%.
Audience.
25 to 34, 41%.
Right. Here we go.
Ours is a mature audience.
Look at the mature audience. 13 to 17.
A lot of 13 to 17.
Yeah. 1%. What's yours?
2.2.
Oh, that's more than
that's
double.
Massive.
You've got
what's
more
your
65 than
plus?
Double. 65 plus
1.5.
1.3. Oh, you've got a massive audience.
I think you've got a lot of 45 to 64.
Right, so 25
you?
To 34, 38.5% of you guys.
41%. So we're in tune with the
35 to 44.
Oh.
Come on.
16%.
I do apologize for this. I know this is very boring to listen
20.9.
to.
20.9. I don't know what
are
that
you
means.
I love how you're like, ha!
Do you
I
want to
appeal.
Stop playing top trumps with your with your numbers?
Right, yeah, okay. Alex. Another one. Top subtitle CC languages. No no subtitles, 89.8%. Higher or lower?
Wait, what? 11% of people watch with subtitles on?
No way.
No, English is 6.9%.
Yeah, so. But so that means no subtitles. Yeah, so 11% of people are watching with subtitles on.
Yeah.
Where do you see this?
That's because you're from Birmingham. No one can understand
that's
what
true.
You're saying.
I'm not the one that's speaking all the time. You are.
Wow.
Well, maybe you need to shut up and then we'll just see if these numbers change. Wow. This has taken a nosedive, this podcast.
It really has.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We've got very distracted.
We did. Right. Shedfest announcement. Do you want to do it, Matty?
Do it. What do you mean?
Shedfest announcement.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them our day.
Okay, everybody, listen up. Shedfest is coming in 2 months' time, and it is going to be a 10-day festival. Tickets are available from £450. There is a VIP meet and greet package, where it's actually cheaper if you meet Rory. Buy now.
Okay, yeah, that was close enough.
Cool, let's move on. So, yeah, I mean, you're kind of accurate, except for the whole 10-day festival thing. It's just one day,
oh,
I'm afraid.
Oh, is that it?
But you're coming, aren't you?
When is it?
On the day. It's on the day.
Oh, yeah, I'll come on
May
the
day. It's
May the 14th, yeah.
Oh, nearly.
Star May the 4th. Wars?
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Okay, cool.
And also with you. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
May the 4th, Mallory Park. It's a racetrack.
Yeah, is it?
You know what racetracks are, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
You know? Formula One. Woo! Woo! Formula One is so boring, isn't it? It's the best thing that happened to Formula One recently was a whole Christian Horner controversy.
No comments. So let me put the 4th of May down in the old calendar.
Put it in there. Put it
so
in there.
I think we're going to have Top Dead Center, us lot.
Yeah.
There's a load of other YouTubers.
Yeah.
Two other YouTubers who will be...
Familiar faces.
Yet to be announced.
Yeah, yet to be announced.
Do you know that? Do
you know who they are?
No.
No. Oh. No. You've never met them before. You never worked with them before.
Oh, no.
You shut your dirty little mouth.
Ooh.
Oh. So yeah, May the 4th, Mallory Park, celebration of shitboxes, high mileage heroes, project cars. Tavares is going to be there. Top Dead Center, Drive Tribe, Mike Brewer, my good friend Matty.
Yay.
Jesus Christ. He's a piece of shit, isn't he?
Oh, God.
It's the first and last time.
Well, you know what it is? It's because he doesn't get recognised.
I wondered if that was going to be in the sheet.
Sorry, could you just recap the whole
worst day of my life?
I've forgotten about that.
It was that time when where were we, Matt? Was it somewhere like a car meet or something, or was it a Formula One place? I can't remember.
So funny, aren't you?
Was it somewhere in the Midlands?
So funny.
No, was it a little track in the Midlands? Or
no,
something?
No, I think
just
it was
off the M40. Was it?
What's like a famous car? Formula One track. Sorry, Formula.
Goldwater. No, the opposite of that, isn't it? Silver.
Goldwater.
Silverstone. Is it Silverstone?
It's Silverstone. Yeah. Yeah, at the museum with all the F1 cars and memorabilia and everything. Oh.
So this is like Matty's stomping ground.
Yeah, yeah, like wait.
Everyone's going
to
know.
Like, look, when I used to film with Matty when he was famous.
Yeah. Was this like, when he used to work at WTF1?
Yeah, this was when he was at WTF1.
Yeah, the famous
like,
one.
We couldn't go anywhere in a Formula One thing without him getting stopped. I was standing there with my camera like going.
Really? Oh, no.
I'll wait for him to sign this, whatever.
God, this is a long story.
And then anyway, we're there. Matty didn't get recognised once.
What?
Not
at
once.
Silverstone?
No, I was really shocked.
But Silverstone's an F1 track. And you do, what do you do?
I had a message from a person who said that they didn't want to come over because, I was with a hamster. So they saw that I was busy. But one of the worst moments of my life, actually, having
so
someone
happened?
Come over to us in the canteen when we were just getting some food.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, that's off camera. I know you said you swear sometimes. Yeah, and then someone, because I thought, oh, they might come and say hello. Oh, Rory. At that point, I wanted the world to swallow me up. Like, it was, I was like, what is going on? And the funny thing is, there's another thing I haven't told you, Rory, where
no.
I was live streaming on Twitch for one of the, watching, I can't remember what it was. And I saw someone in chat literally say, oh my God, Matt, you know Rory? Safe to say I permanently banned that user.
Oh, that is good. Oh. Yeah, it's good.
So this is so good.
What is Rory like, Alex, when he's getting, you know, people are coming up to him, speaking to him? Like, what is he?
Not like he would know.
I don't know, because I get recognised. Yeah. Unlike you.
Oh, so you don't ever see him chatting to people?
Well, no, it's because I'm always busy chatting to people. Yeah. I mean, he's also apparently more busy than you chatting to people.
Let's face it. If we're ever in a crowd of people and then they've got Alex and Taylor and me, they're not coming to me first, man.
They might.
They go to these.
You're a bit more approachable, Rory.
No, he's not.
No.
At the end of the evil laugh.
At the end of the day, they go to Taylor first, then Alex, then me.
Don't you dare!
Look.
No.
Taylor's more popular, I'm sorry.
Shut your filthy little mouth.
I'm sorry. Oh, everyone, honestly, when Taylor's a bit late to shows and he doesn't get there, everyone comes up to the stand, they're trying to find, like, and then Alex is like, you're right, and then they're like, when's Taylor coming?
Oh, shit.
Rory, I was backing you here with Matty.
I could tell that you were going to turn. There's only so long that you can back me for before you turn. Yeah. So I thought I'd get in there first.
Fair. Wow. You've completely knocked my confidence. I legit don't know what to say. I have no riposte, no nothing.
The first time ever in history you don't have her at all.
Right, Matty, do you want to lead it? Because you're actually a very good podcast.
I was going to say, compliment? Surely not.
So anyway, Shedfest, May the 4th. Get your tickets now because they are selling out very fast. And we've got a stage. We're going to do podcasting as well. So, Matty, if you come, you can bore everyone for an hour talking about F1.
No, it's fine. No one wants to hear that.
No, you're right. Yeah. You are right. Yeah. Which is why I find it extortionate that you expect people to spend £27.
Yeah. How much is your Shedfest?
Not £27. It's about 14 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people just...
No, they're actually getting something out of it.
Sorry, how many tickets do you sell for your shows?
How many?
Yeah.
How many subscribers do you have?
London's a 1,000-person venue, but you know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's cute.
What? We're like 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah, but a field's bigger than a theatre. You can only
Well then hire a field. It's cheaper.
Hire a field to do a live show.
Yeah.
If fair.
Yeah.
You might be onto
something. You won't hire a field, will you?
What?
You won't hire a field.
Is that like a bet? And I'm
double dog daring.
And then
you.
I go and hire a field.
Yeah. May I add, can you hear this binging from Alex's phone? Do you want to know why that is?
Oh!
Because he's really popular and famous.
No.
It's Jimmy Broadbent.
It's because it...
What? Is it?
It's actual Jimmy Broadbent.
Jimmy?
Yeah. That's how what fucking Jimmy famous he is.
It's because Alex is so old that he's programmed his new iPhone's camera button, shortcut button, to be a camera. Because you know they've removed the little flicky switch now. And he doesn't know how to put it into silent mode.
I do.
No, you don't.
No, you swipe down.
Yeah.
Right. And then you press the button.
Well, why don't you
Shut
do it then?
Your mouth.
Why don't you do it then?
Well, because he forgot.
No, just in case people like Jimmy Broadbent message me. And we're like, oh, it's Jimmy Broadbent. And then that shuts you up.
Why does it shut me up?
What's Jimmy
want? Because you were impressed.
What does Jimmy want?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know.
What does he want? Yo, dude, hope all is well. It's been a pleasure watching you kill it recently.
Yeah.
Look, he actually said kill it recently.
He said, oh, look, thanks for the nudes.
Kill.
Wait, what?
The content is outstanding. I thought you might enjoy seeing the MX-5 in its final form. Wow. I was right back saying, no.
Why don't you give me a phone call like you always do on a podcast?
This private message has just been aired.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jimmy Broadbent. I should have asked your permission for that. I don't want to get in trouble with lawyers.
Professional.
Oh, you're not going to phone him like you always do.
You're all right.
What? Yeah, absolutely. Love this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Best.
Alex always has this thing as well on podcasts where just randomly start phoning people.
Who should we phone? Let me see your phone book.
Absolutely.
Wait.
Not. You can't unlock it. It's fine. No. No, you're not unlocking it.
Should we phone Tommy?
Wait, hold on.
We can phone Tommy. Let's
phone Tommy.
Wait.
What are you about to do?
What is he doing?
To hack into my phone or something.
Ma? You.
Oh, God.
Gallag.
Why are you Googling me?
Why are you...
Wait.
Net worth, what?
£4.70.
I didn't know numbers went that high.
Why have you got posters of me up on...
What is going on here? that will not work.
He's trying to unlock my phone with a Google.
Why won't it work?
Because it knows depth.
Yeah.
Depth?
On, yeah. Actually,
Matty's got no depth.
That was good. No. Give me my phone.
Right. Let me see. Who's your most famous person in your phone book right now? Go.
We really playing this game?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Come on.
Who's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's probably my own number.
That's fucking wild.
It's probably going to be Mike Brewer. I think people probably... I mean, I've got I've got Matt Armstrong.
Would you say Chris Harris is...
I wouldn't say Chris Harris is as famous as... Tavares?
No.
America. It's a big place, man.
No, Chris Harris is way more famous than Tavares. Yeah.
Well, maybe Chris... Top Gear,
British Top Gear was broadcast everywhere.
Yeah, but that was like the...
No, even their series still was.
All right, okay. Well, Mike Brewer from We Do Dealers. That is broadcast around the whole
world. All right, fair. Yeah. I'll give you Brewer.
Right, so what numbers are we talking about?
Huh?
How many?
It doesn't matter. I know for a fact Matt has bigger people in his phone.
Come on, let's see.
Oh, I hate playing this game. It's horrible.
Come on.
I know for a fact he does because I've been over his shoulder when we were at an event and when one of them was texting him.
Who have you been texting, Matt?
People.
What F1 drivers have you got in your phone book?
Do you know Matt?
Charles Leclerc.
Charles and Claire.
Yes. They are both lovely.
Are you trying to say that?
Lando Norris.
Yeah, who's bigger? Lando
Charles Leclerc's bigger.
Okay.
But I mean, they're both. Yeah.
All right, let's phone up Lando.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because there's PR reasons for that. That you know, we're on a podcast right now, and approvals have to be made. And I know for a fact you will not be making.
We'll say, all right, Lando, approvals. You're on a podcast. Please do not say fuck all.
Yeah,
brother.
No, that's not
going
to happen.
What's going on? What's going on?
I know you're in this car world, and it's a bit more like hold out your hand and all that loudy stuff.
Yeah.
You know? For Formula One, it's a lot more.
All right.
More protected. I'm sorry though.
All right. How about footballers?
Footballers.
Have you got a footballer?
Yes, I do. Yeah, but
who's a footballer?
Or golfers?
God's sake.
What is this?
He's
becoming?
Got a very famous golfing friend.
Yes, I do, but that's.
Are you still friends?
Yes.
Oh. I love this podcast. What is going on?
Right, question
this
for
is so
you.
So good.
So back in the day when I used to work at Car Throttle and you used to work at WTF1, when you were famous, you had that golfing friend who was like, you were like, oh, yeah, he's.
Oh, where are you going with this?
He's very successful. Now. Would you say that you earn more than him?
No.
Really?
I earn more than him?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
He just signed to live golf for £50 million.
Oh, shit. What's his name?
Tyrrell Hatton.
Tyrrell. All right, Tyrrell.
Yeah.
Does he do sponsorships? I could get into golf.
You would be so shit at golf.
I could learn.
I'd love
Your ADHD
to,
would,
love would
kick
to,
in. You'd do
I
one could, hole and go, yep, yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. I could. I'd that's why I got married. Oh,
I'd love to see you play golf.
Yeah?
You
like golf, don't you?
I don't mind it. No, it's a horrible sport, but
it is shit, isn't it?
I always felt like at Car Throttle there was that little golfing clique that they would always go golfing together and think they were so much better than everyone else.
Oh, just because you're so jealous.
Where's my invite? Oh.
The real Matty is coming out now. I just needed to tease it out. He started off all nice, but look, everybody, he's a piece of shit.
Well, if you bully me into submission, I will eventually lash out.
Just like that man on maths. Do you remember when they were having the argument? And then he was like, but I do at the table thing. Yeah.
Collins.
Oh my God, Collins. Don't talk to me about it. He's a paid actor.
Is this the series that I've seen one clip of where the woman said she looked like Megan Fox?
No. That is Love is Blind. That is also fantastic.
Yeah,
I love Love is Blind.
I can't believe you don't watch more reality shit.
I mean, you have nothing but time.
Oh. Thank you.
You do a 20-minute podcast, you upload it.
Yeah.
And then you just sit in your knickers all day.
No, he streams as well. He streams.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Hard working businessman.
I always phone Matt in the evenings and he never picks up. He's always like, oh, I'm streaming.
Well, I'm streaming. Sorry, you know, just doing work. But And there's always, I know when Rory's ringing me because he's driving home and he has nothing better to do.
And he goes, yeah, I've got nothing, you know, got free time. You know, I'm so busy with my country farm and my girlfriend. Oh.
Have you got a dog yet?
No, we're working on it.
Yeah, shock. Just typical.
I want a dog. To kill the rats.
to kill the rats. You got rats.
Got a few little rats there nesting.
Get a cat, mate. That'd be much easier, surely.
Cats are shit.
No, no one wants a cat.
Are you a cat person?
No, but no. Just to get
Matt's
the rats.
A dog person. Why haven't you got a dog?
Because
you're at home all day. You can look after one.
I saw a picture of you with a dog.
It's my mum's dog, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that picture of you.
No, you are not.
On your phone.
Are you
on your phone? The picture with you and your dog on your phone.
Which dog?
You handed me your phone and there was a picture of you with your dog.
No, it wasn't.
There was. Do you know what I mean?
Huh?
When we were looking through the pictures of Matty on his phone.
Oh yeah, there was a picture of Matt and a dog on his phone.
And I said, I think you look more handsome in that picture.
Anything left on the old on the old dog?
Am I wrong? I saw a picture of you with a dog.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yes. Why are you making it weird, man?
Roy's literally choking up right now. I love it.
Oh, this is on shit. World podcast. Right, okay. Why did you leave WTF1?
Now you go to the questions.
Now it's the juicy stuff.
So how far are we into the podcast are we?
Well, we got a minus off probably 6 minutes that got cut out.
Why
so.
Is that? Why do we need to minus 6 minutes out?
Because you can't hold your tongue. So we're at 45 minutes.
Okay. Bloody
45
hell.
Minutes in and we're about to ask our first question.
We've spoken a lot about maths as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited for tonight's episode. So, right, WTF1. Mm. Are you all right?
Great.
Everyone's going to think that we're absolutely pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So bring it back a few years. Mm. So Tommy started was it a Twitter account called WTF1, right?
Yeah, he started, many, many years ago. Yeah. Facebook.
Is that 10 years ago?
Easily. Maybe 13, 14.
You were in your kitchen doing race reviews, weren't you?
I had my own little YouTube channel doing silly things.
Which was called?
Yes, called X-Matty G.
Yeah.
X-Matty G, yeah, I remember
X-Matty G. What was the Rage? Rage Kitchen.
And just silly videos, because I used to work in schools doing counselling for teenagers. And
you were never a counsellor.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely. I'll really? Need counselling after this podcast. But
are you just gonna go home, look in the mirror, and chat to yourself?
You're not who you thought you were, man.
You just have your hand against the mirror. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Alex will always be better than me.
No, I never said better. I said fast, okay. Which probably hurts you more.
Yes, yeah, that's worse.
Okay, so you were doing that. Tommy was doing that, and then I was working at Car Throttle at the time, and Adnan, who was the owner of Car Throttle, said, oh yeah, let's expand and start an F1 channel. So reached out to Tommy, and then I think effectively what bought Tommy in the brand, and then we were all looking for a presenter, and that turned out to be you.
To be me, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we looked high and low.
Yeah.
And he was actually the only
15
one.
15 seconds of serious conversation. Yeah. And it was, let's do a little bit more abuse.
No, but we looked at a lot of F1 presenters, and you were the You were the best. No, I mean, you're pretty good at what you do. So,
oh, thanks, mate. So are you.
You are, shut up. What?
Stop it. Oh. Sorry, I thought we were doing something there.
No, shut
no?
up.
All right, cool.
Never compliment me again, unless you're naked. you then were the face of WTF1.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the face of WTF1 for many, many years, while I was effectively the face of Car Throttle. And we were working alongside each other, and it was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah. Why are you look nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all. I mean, you do say words that maybe don't process in your brain first. They just come out.
How were those formative years at WTF1?
They were life-changing. They were absolutely, a dream job, something I never thought I'd ever do.
You're welcome.
There you go.
So,
and
let me get this straight as well, because you joined WTF1, and then I think within 2 months, you got an opportunity, which I don't think you'll probably ever get again.
No.
Which was driving a Formula One car.
Yep. Which I get abused all the time for even remotely even thinking about it in my own brain. Alex, like, oh, you drove a Formula One car, didn't you, Matt?
Is it because you cried?
Yeah, I did cry a little bit.
You cried driving.
No, we're not bringing
you cried driving
don't
a Lamborghini. It wasn't even that special.
Oh, God.
Oh, Formula One. Mummy, it was so emotional. Mummy, it was everything. It was
I can
great.
Tell you really get the best out of your guests on your podcast.
Do you know what?
Emotive stories.
Do you know what I do? Because this is the real you. This is the you off camera. I just got to tease it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, you got to drive a Renault F1 car.
Mm.
The V10, wasn't it?
V8.
V8, okay.
Close
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's still loud.
It wasn't that good then, was it? No, but it was good. So the video did very well.
It did.
And that for you was a life highlight.
Absolutely.
Has it ever been matched?
No, and it never really? Will be. Yeah, exactly. Oh. I mean, driving a Formula One car, as Rory said, like only a couple of months into starting. And it was funny because the actual opportunity came through for my old channel that had like 50,000 subscribers.
Ex-Maddie G.
And it was, you know, and I'm thinking, God, why have I joined WTF? I'm getting opportunities like this. But obviously brought it into the company and then everyone was like, what? You're going to, because I thought it was a spam email because it was really badly translated into English from a French agency.
Oh, really?
But I replied anyway going, all right. Because at the bottom it said, you will drive the RS blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's the 2012 Lotus Kimi Raikkonen rebranded into. So obviously I replied going, sure. Yeah, I'll hear about it. Turned out to be real. So,
damn.
Yeah.
So what would you think? Because like, would you say it's more special driving a Formula One car pre-hybrid and everything like that than driving, like if you got a chance to drive a hybrid one now?
100%.
Yeah.
I think that the car that I drove, as I said, was a V8. Obviously it's not, you know, the V10s or whatever, you know, there's always somewhere to be improved for Alex. But just the raw feel of it was just something, you know, just to hear that engine singing. I mean, I had no time to appreciate it because I was too busy shitting my pants to just not bin it.
Or, and crying.
Yeah, well, yeah, just couldn't see at all. And, you know, I literally only got going out the pits, one out lap, then one lap it around and then straight back into the pits. And it was half of Silverstone. So it was over in 4 or 5 minutes.
One thing I wanted to always ask actually about this.
Yes.
Was the car limited?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they never told me that. And they never expected, so it was me and a competition winner that got to be able to drive this Formula One car.
Yeah.
The competition winner went out first and was like really tootling around, like clearly quite nervous. I got in it and was like, well, I'm never going to drive a Formula One car again. I will be pressing this as hard as I possibly can. So I've gone out the pits and, you know, I've got to press it. Oh, whoa. wait, where's my ass? Like, it was okay. And then sort of came round to the first straight and then just sent it and, you know, that the acceleration wasn't limited. You know, you could feel that, my Jesus, you know, you could see my head bobbing up and down because you've got no neck muscles for that kind of G-force. And then going past the pit wall for the first time, all the Renault mechanics are looking out to see, you know, me coming past. And apparently they were really sort of upset and concerned because they didn't think I was going to hit the limiter, but I did on several occasions because I was sending it. And yeah, it turned out afterwards they were like, didn't know they were going to.
No one gave you the brief.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, no one told me to take it easy.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you know, trail the brakes in. Like, okay, fine. Absolutely.
Because like, how much do you reckon that car, like, how much is a used working F1 car worth? Like,
millions.
Yeah.
It's a priceless piece of kit.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that at the time.
You know? I mean, you've got to take your opportunity.
Yeah, I didn't read the letter that I signed either, probably too well. Otherwise, I might have been in debt for the rest of my life.
It would have been WTF once issue.
Yeah, true, to be fair. Yeah. We'd have put that on then. But yeah, it was a day I will remember as if it was yesterday.
Amazing.
I soaked in every single moment.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of WTF one's issue, you are now no longer WTF one's issue.
No.
As of, what, a year ago or so, right?
Yep, handed in my notice at the end of 2022. Played out 3 months of the notice period and then left in January.
And a lot of people ask me, why did I leave Car Throttle and start Auto Alex?
Mm.
So I'm going to now ask you, why did you leave WTF1?
I feel like it would be a very similar journey and a similar thinking for both of us because...
Yeah, no,
we got.
Yeah, you're both obviously speaking to me, and
here
sorry,
we go. This is
sorry,
where Rory's,
sorry, sorry.
Rory's now going to basically say, "I am the mastermind behind both T1 and Auto Alex."
Well,
that's crazy. That is.
Well,
I mean, fair enough.
Rory, when are you going to leave Auto Alex and start your own thing?
I have said this.
Me and Taylor have already started it. Yeah, yeah. We're actually
what's
just waiting. We've actually recorded 6 videos already.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
It's called. Mm-hmm. Fatties do cars.
Fatties do cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's doing who in the car? Or are you being done by the cars?
We're really versatile with it. So we
versatile.
Yeah, we take it.
That is a good phrase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're both on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. So.
So
Rory is taking credit.
Rory's taking all credit for everything.
Okay.
And fair enough. Like, I will give him his credit. Like he has been very helpful, but he's also a twat. So,
I mean that's fair.
I'd rather just you not be helpful, but be a nice person. But, you know, it is
what it is.
There's no use for me, actually. No. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I know you have also, you know, thrown up a few times in your mouth when saying how good Rory has been at helping.
I've never said that.
Now, I watched the podcast you did in that van, and I saw that you said nice things about Rory, and I was like, wow.
He was sponsoring me at the time.
He was sponsoring and helping you start the business.
So it wasn't only Rory saying, oh, you should leave and start your own thing. There must have been something in your mind that wasn't going quite right.
Oh, 100%. You know, it's weird how, you know, when I first started in 2017, it was a dream job. This is it. This is my life now. And then you get to sort of 4 years down the line and you achieve things. And, you know, we hit 1 million subscribers on the YouTube channel and stuff like that, which is obviously rookie numbers. Yeah, I've covered that off. In case
I didn't
want
to say
that,
but thank you.
You can see it in your eyes. Yeah, yeah. And then you start to think, oh, you know, these older people are telling me to do things or go in a certain direction or whatever it might be. And then you go, I could literally do all of this without you. Mm. So that's the kind of thought was, you know, I want to leave and have some more freedom. And the thought was to only ever do it for myself. I thought I could just leave and start my own YouTube channel, whatever. But I never in a million years thought Tommy would leave.
That's the thing, though, with both you guys, is that it wasn't just older people. The people who were telling you what you should be doing were not the people that built the channel. Like, so this was after both of WTF1 and Carfrog got sold. You had people telling you what to do who had no idea what they were doing. Like, they didn't start a YouTube channel from scratch and build something. They were telling you what to do, even though you were the ones with the knowledge. You were the ones that built the products and everything like that. And then you have these people who, didn't really know what they were doing, but they were thinking that they did, trying to tell you how to run the channel.
Yeah, and you just sat there going...
It's bean counters, isn't it? They're just counting money, and they're expecting 100%. Money to flow in with no investment.
Yeah.
And then we know that you have to... Well, I was going to say, you have to spend money to make money, but in your case, you don't really.
Mate, my microphone was a good...
Was it? Was it 50 quid?
Good
was
investment.
It? Not Facebook as good as
Marketplace. Yeah, shut up.
But no, for Autalix especially, the channel, the business pays a lot of money to make money. In your case, like, you are very lucky because you get to sit on your ass and talk about F1.
Okay.
And it's just, and you're just there in your Tommy Hilfiger jumper and knickers. And it's, no, but your
God, that was serious for almost 2 minutes.
Your business model is fantastic.
Yeah.
It genuinely is fantastic. Like, for you, it's perfect. For me, it's also perfect. Yes, I've got to spend more money, but I get to go out and buy cars and go on adventures and stuff like that. Mm. For you, you get to sit at home, podcast. Why are you smiling?
Because I'm serious. Waiting for the abuse.
Stream and do all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, I think that for us, it was, you know, if you, as you say, you spend a lot of money, you do what you love with the cars and stuff. With us, it was about getting a team that we can rely on to be as reactive as possible to the Formula One content that goes on. You know, we cover a sport. We have to be there the second something happens. So we're very lucky to have an amazing sort of editors and that sort of stuff that we can rely on them to, for us to do our job and then for them to do theirs. And then we can deliver as quickly as possible.
But those aren't just the, because obviously you do a lot of streaming, but you do have some of those pinch yourself moments as well. Like Monaco, for example.
Yeah. Last year was, so I do actually leave my bedroom. Yeah. although it isn't technically a bedroom anymore. It's an office, but
what is it?
Studio.
Teams or Zoom or?
Just open the front door and I go to the shop sometimes. But no, some incredible opportunities have come around last year. Went to Monaco with PokerStars and Red Bull and had the most, we like to go with them was obviously sensational. To stay in Monaco, I'm like, oh my God, I'm staying in Monaco whilst the Monaco Grand Prix is on. But not only
what
that.
What hotel were you in?
I can't remember what it was called now, but it was like at the sort of towards the end. It was along the beach. I think it was where Ferrari were staying. And
so you must have flown over the lake in the helicopter.
No, I didn't have a helicopter. No. Yeah, sorry, not quite.
And you went out in a car with Daniel Ricciardo, right?
Yeah, no. Around Monaco. No.
I did race Nico Hülkenberg many years ago.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, he was in the car next to us.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not do?
No.
Maybe we should cut. Maybe we should cut that bit. It's very embarrassing. Sorry, carry on.
But we got a boat into a boat, which was mad.
What?
So the Red Bull Energy Station is a boat, and we got a boat from our hotel to the boat.
Did you sing the song?
Huh?
Did you sing the song?
What song?
I'm on a boat.
I was thinking, row, row, row your boat. But I was like, that's far too innocent for you.
Do you know how big the Red Bull Energy Station is?
Is it a boat?
Well, it was a boat.
Technically.
In Monaco, it was a boat, yeah.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So the square feet.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's 4,719 square feet. Prove otherwise.
Okay,
that's
not
true, actually.
No, you can't.
It's not.
You can't prove otherwise.
Well, I could just Google it.
No, don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I assume it's quite large if a boat was going inside.
Yes. I would say it is, what, twice the size of this building?
So probably about 4,000.
Twice the size and then probably a roof on top, like another floor, sorry.
Can you get me that square footage? Because I think I'm pretty much spot on.
No.
I think it's actually bigger than two of these. It's massive.
It is huge.
Yeah.
So what is it? A building that you
chill on? Temporary building that they build at every European racetrack, pretty much.
Jeez.
Let me get a picture of it. But it is massive.
Oh, it's stunning.
And it floats on the water?
In Monaco, it does. It literally floats outside of the paddock, so you can just go and walk along and then just board it.
That is like the money in F1 is just insane.
Yeah, it's obscene.
I mean, Matty was telling us, wasn't he? Yeah. God, sorry, Tommy. So what was going on at Monaco? Boat in a boat.
Yeah, it was just to be with PokerStars and with Red Bull the whole weekend, you know, to have just incredible access for the whole week. Which was unbelievable. We also got to, you know, speak to Danny Ricciardo and things like that, which is obviously really cool. He's a great guy. He's showing you something there.
Oh shit, that's massive.
It's like a whole building made of wood.
It's crazy. That's
cool.
Yeah.
But the most epic trip last year was when we did the American road trip with PokerStars as well, where we went from Pebble Beach, California.
You notice that's the third mention.
Of PokerStars, he loves PokerStars.
Well, I'm just telling you who I went with. I mean, do you want me to say I did the road trip?
Well, just say yeah. You don't need to, you don't need to promote your sponsors.
We did an incredible road trip from Pebble Beach, California, all the way through to Vegas, stopping off at places like Yosemite and... Simply ridiculous.
You know, cool.
And definitely a pinch me moment.
How
is this my job?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a bit of that trip where you were driving with Daniel Ricciardo?
Yes, we had like an hour road trip with him through sort of, going into
Las Vegas. Who was driving?
Daniel Ricciardo.
Was he?
Yeah. Because I was supposed to drive and I was like, no, you can drive. I want to focus on the questions. You can drive. And also you're an F1 driver, so, you know.
How was his driving on normal roads?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful, straight, and to the speed limit.
Bullshit.
But no, it was amazing. And there was another moment when we were in Vegas, and then they had that whole free practice problem with the drain cover in Vegas.
I heard about that.
Which essentially, you know, the drain cover came up, destroyed Carlos Sainz's car, and then it took so long to repair that they sent all the fans home, but they still ran the session.
Yeah.
And it was at like...
Oh, yeah.
It was at like half two in the morning, I think.
Jeez.
And I was staying in a hotel that had that could see the track.
Really?
So I was napping, and then I woke up to Formula One cars on track at 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And I remember just sat there looking out the window going, yeah, this isn't real.
This is cool.
It was one of the coolest things ever.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Who's your favorite F1 driver?
Charles Leclerc.
All right, bloody hell. Why is he your favorite?
Because he's just a wonderful man.
Okay.
He's a beautiful man.
I mean, Michael Schumacher is my overall favourite because of growing up.
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc more recently.
Okay. What about Daniel Ricciardo?
Well, he's a lovely bloke.
But he's just...
I get on very well with him, but you know, you just have an allegiance. I think it's the Ferrari tie and...
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? Who's your favourite driver?
Have you ever followed F1?
He's had his moments. I know for a fact because he's very, very rarely he's brought up F1. I'm like, hold on.
Back in the day when Schumacher was racing, yes. I was a massive Schumacher fan.
Were you?
Yeah. Schumacher, was it Hakkinen? Mm-hmm. And Ralph Schumacher was in there as well?
He was.
Yeah, that was always very exciting for me.
Yeah, little old school F1 fan.
When
the racing was even worse, you were like, this is when I'm going to watch it.
It can't be worse.
It can't be worse than this last few seasons.
No, but everyone's like, everyone now so bad. And yes, but it is bad now, don't get me wrong. But back in the sort of 90s and noughties, it was horrendous. But everyone was like, the sound's amazing.
No, no.
Which is probably what Alex was like. Oh, the engines are incredible.
It has never been that one driver has won every single race except for...
From a competition standpoint,
How many? How many did he...
It was 19 out of 20 races he won in a row. Yeah.
God, that's so boring.
Yeah. But he didn't win the last one. So, F1 because is only as entertaining as your last race. And to be fair, last race was shit as well. So. Oh dear.
I watched the 5 minute highlight package and it looked great on that. And then everyone, I was like, oh yeah, it seemed like an all right race. And then everyone was speaking to me going, no shit.
Well, the thing was, everyone was so excited because Verstappen was out. We're going, oh, we're going to get two Ferraris versus two McLarens for the win. And Carlos Sainz just dominated the whole race and we had hardly any wheel to wheel.
Who
action.
Does Sainz play for?
Play for. He plays for the red team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Manu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although,
not for long.
Not for long.
Oh, isn't Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari?
Well he done.
Is. Yeah.
Well
yeah. Done. Look at me go.
Yeah, he watches.
Yeah. So do you think, where do you think Sainz is going to end up?
I don't know, but I feel like it's going to be, I hope he goes to Mercedes for a year because it'll be such a waste if he goes to Stake F1 team, which are one of the worst teams on
Stake
the grid.
Stake
F1? Yes. They're the neon green team that have been sort of rebranded from Alfa Romeo Sauber.
Although they're not allowed to call themselves Stake F1
team. Stake F1 team Kick Sauber is their full name, which is the worst Formula 1 team name in the history of
And because it's a gambling company, they can only name themselves that, I think.
At five races or something.
Ten races.
There's only one gambling company that we like, which is...
PokerStars.
There you go. You're welcome. You can have
please send me on another trip.
So the only part that I like about F1 is watching
the start.
No.
Oh.
Drive to Survive. I think it's fascinating.
Have you watched the latest season?
Don't know. Maybe a few episodes. Maybe a few episodes. But when it's on, when I'm on Netflix or whatever, I'm like, I will actually watch that.
When you've watched all your maths.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's quite funny as a long-term fans of F1 will be like, Drive to Survive ruined F1.
Which is complete and utter bullshit, to be honest with you.
Do you like Drive to Survive?
I like the concept of it. I think as the seasons have gone on, it's become the same thing kind of every year. Formula One teams have got a stranglehold on it now, and I feel as though you see less and less behind the scenes stuff that you might have seen in the first couple of seasons where they didn't really realize how big it was going to be.
Yeah.
Now it's, it all just feels very staged and... You know, you might have a team briefing, but everyone knows the cameras are there.
Yeah,
they're not going to say the right thing. Whereas, you know, Danny Rick a few seasons before, like Netflix are a right bunch of C-bombs, aren't they? And there's stuff like that where you felt like you were a fly on the wall. But
Especially in Haas's team. Oh
good to start, my man.
And good. He's great.
Yeah, he's been
sacked. He's changed now, hasn't he? He's been sacked.
He's still at the F1 though. I think he's a present.
Yeah. He interviewed. He did some interviewers, and he's been. He interviewed the top three at the last race, which was bizarre. He's doing some like broadcasting stuff.
To be honest,
get that bag, you know.
I think this is a better role for him. He's done so well at building this
and
personality.
He's got a book.
Yeah,
he has.
Yeah, I know that because of Drive to Survive.
Yeah. So
I'm just picturing myself driving a Renault F1 car. I'm just gonna cry. Oh no, I have watched part of the latest season because I know about the book. From Drive to Survive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
But not the whole thing. So it wasn't that good.
No. I mean, it's F1. It's going to be quite boring, isn't it?
Fair.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Christian Horner. No, I'm joking. What have you got coming up? And what are the plans for P1 with Matty and Tommy? And where for you, like in 10 years time, what is your dream? What has always been little Matty Gallagher, the little child, what's always been your dream to achieve?
The dream is to do what I'm doing now, to be honest with you. Like there's not much more evolution, like, you know, to go from being an employee to now owning a company doing this. This is the dream. So for me, in 10 years time, I still want to be doing what I'm doing now. I don't want to hang up the podcasting mic or whatever. I don't want to do that because I love talking about Formula One. I think without that in my life, it would feel like there's a massive void.
Yeah.
So I think that's why people enjoy listening and watching us is because they can see the passion of
that's
us
why
just
I
watching Formula
it.
One. Yeah, that's why you obviously consume all of our content.
Yeah. I really enjoyed your latest podcast.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you? Yeah. Which one was that then?
Well, where you talked
was
about
that,
F1.
Was that the one they released this morning or this afternoon? I don't know. They just released so many.
We do a lot of content, so you know, it keeps you entertained at all times.
It does. I mean, the numbers are very good. Fair play.
Thank you. Is that it? Okay.
You're preempting badness, aren't you?
Yes. And you would think that's
you've got me all
fair.
Wrong, man.
Yeah. I'd love to see a split of the abuse segment to the just normal conversation. I think it's about 10%.
It's just flirting, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
All right.
I can see
my other question then, Matt.
Yes.
Do you think if you're a Formula One fan or whatever, that you are then have to be into cars?
No.
Because
I'm proof of that.
Yeah. I think that's a common misconception. Most people would think that it goes hand in hand, really.
Don't get me wrong. There are people that love cars that love Formula One because of the technology and everything that goes on inside the car. But I think that it's difficult to say, but I think a lot of people also just love watching it for the racing, the emotion, the storylines and that kind of stuff. And you don't need to care about the suspension rods and all that sort of crap. You know what I mean? And I don't care about that stuff, really. You know, obviously, if there's big regulation changes coming and you try and learn about what's going to change, you know, in 26, it's going to be a big regulation change, which is becoming more of an engine formula. And so you learn a little bit more about how they're incorporating sustainable fuels.
They're not going to a free cylinder,
like
are
that.
They?
No.
What are they doing? What's happening in 26?
Is it all electric? It's just turning into Formula E?
No, it's not. No. But
is that why you want to buy an electric car?
No.
Oh, no, it's for tax reasons.
They're trying to mix it up again because they always do this every 5 years or so.
Because Red Bull are dominating too much.
Yeah, but the thing is,
Red Bull have perfected
almost
this one.
Every time they change the regulations, the year before they change the regulations, all the teams figure out how to do these current regulations, and then they have a good season, like 2021, where we saw Hamilton versus Verstappen. And then they changed the regulations, and then someone was dominating again. So it feels like they just get it wrong a lot, but maybe 26 will be different.
So how can we make F1 fun to watch for normal people?
Smaller, lighter cars that can follow. In 2022, they could follow for the first few races because teams hadn't found out a way of basically disturbing the air more than they could. So they could actually race, which was awesome. And now they're just too heavy. They can't follow. So
when you say they can't follow, what do you mean?
So in terms of Formula One cars are so reliant on undisturbed air in order to create the downforce for the car. If they're following another car that's already disturbing all of that air, they lose a lot of that downforce.
So you can't slipstream and then do an overtake.
You can slipstream, but it's more following in the corners where they rely on that grip and that downforce.
Yeah.
And in the start of 2022, they'd created a philosophy of car that pushed enough of the air out and away that the cars behind had a much more consistent amount of downforce. It would still be a little bit less, but it would be enough that they could stay within DRS and fight. Whereas now, they just lose too much grip and then they start sliding and then the tyres overheat and then it's just a nightmare.
Because I remember those first few, was it the races in, where was it, Qatar, where there was so much it was Leclerc and Verstappen, wasn't it? Where they were doing, was it 2022? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Where they were doing their little, Leclerc was playing the smart game where
Saudi.
Yeah,
where chicken.
Yeah, where he would literally let him get past the DRS line. But then he would use the little momentum to then get still have the DRS then, so he'd be behind it. That was amazing racing.
One of the only times in Formula One you would see both drivers trying to go slowly to try and get an advantage because they didn't want to cross the DRS detection line first because they're the one that wouldn't get the benefit. It was fascinating.
That was fascinating.
Yeah, you loved it.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I can see you've now glossed over.
2017, that was great.
2017. When I joined up with you, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
So who's faster at you two?
Me, definitely.
I've already won it 4-3. It was a full showdown.
Should we go again?
I think we should go again.
Come on, man, let's go again.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we should go again.
Let's go again.
Do you reckon, yeah?
What do you want to do? I've got a better idea.
Go on.
Oh, God.
What's famous? What's like big money at the moment in YouTube?
Crash cars?
No. Between presenters.
Between presenters.
Think like Jake Paul and...
Boxing!
Right, okay, great idea.
I love how you're so out of date. What's big right now? That would be like three years ago or something. You're so old.
No, Jake Paul, he's a boxer and he's fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but that was 4 years ago he started.
They've not fighted yet.
Yeah,
Anyway, fight me.
Fought. Okay. It's on.
Oh, shit. You've got to remember, this man has been in training for the last year.
In training for what?
For you. I knew this was coming.
Look, this has all been scripted.
Feel his pec.
Oh, for fuck.
Feel his pec.
Come on then. Wait, is it there?
Oh, that's my nipple.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was what you meant.
That was good, though.
Let me feel the pec.
Okay. You want to...
There's no pec.
There's no pec.
Right, let me feel you.
Okay.
Go on, tense. Oh, it's a very nice Hugo Boss watch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you sponsored by Hugo Boss?
No, I'm not. No. Okay. But if you are listening,
yep. Which you probably are because this is a very big podcast.
Huge podcast.
Yeah.
That tweaks people's nipples on.
We've done far worse. That's true. So, okay, right. So you name the place. Right. What? When are you doing your live podcast? We could do it there.
Just, yeah, that'll be the interval. As everyone's getting their drinks, so yeah, get the boxing ring out.
You get up, you just take off this cloak and then your full boxing livery, and then I come out from the audience, we just start beating the shit out of each other.
That would be great content.
That would be good,
yeah. Oh no, you've got a field of Shedfest. You can get a boxing ring there, surely. There's enough space. Yeah, so yeah. There you go.
If you want to do it, we'll set it up. You won't fight me. I'm really hoping you'll say no.
No, yeah, yeah. I'm just like,
please don't call my bluff.
I think there does need to be a go-karting rematch there.
Yeah.
No, let's do it in real cars.
All right.
Because he knows he's not going to win. That's fine. Okay.
No, I've got a weight disadvantage.
I'm definitely heavier than you.
Not with those pecs, you're not. How much do you weigh?
Probably about 93.
What are you? Not 93.
Oh, this is going to get into seriously interesting dimensions.
If anyone would like to see some sort of competition, be it cage fighting or...
That would be...
I don't know. I mean, filth. We could have a knife fight or something.
Then just to the death.
Email in at...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That is...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
At least you just said it.
Mate, I listened to about 12% of what you said. Really.
It'd be funny if we had a little bit of
into
YouTube competition somehow.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
You'll pay for it though, right?
Well, if it's on your channel, mate. I mean,
well, then you'll still pay for it. Tommy and Hilfiger can pay for it.
They've had so many shout outs. I might just link them to this podcast.
Yeah, please do. Because look, I've got a jumper that's just unbranded. Mm. Oh no, it says, what does that say on there? Is that super dry?
Yeah.
Super, well, it's super. So old that you can't even read it.
He's so old that he can't read
it. Super dry, that is cute though.
Why is it cute?
Like a 10 year ago sort of trend, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get me some bloody Hilfiger. Right, should we wrap it up there, or have we got any more to do? Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I'm very sore after this podcast. Emotionally,
are you so happy you came down here?
So happy. I've bought a car, clearly, and I've been on a podcast too.
So we're actually going to be doing a video with you, aren't we, straight after this, where we're looking to buy you a car.
We are looking.
What's the budget? Don't be shy.
Don't know.
This is F1 money right now. What's the budget?
For God's sake.
It's going to come out in a main channel video.
I don't know. It depends what car looks at me and goes, hey.
Okay.
And that might be a Jaguar F-Type, but we'll see.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but they are nice. Bro, you have 30 cars, I swear, don't you?
Yeah, but they're all shit. Actually, no,
It's Phil shit, is it? I thought that was worth quite a lot.
Right.
Oh, how the tables turn.
Yes. Check. Okay. Touché and checkmate. Well done. And with that, thank you very much for watching and listening. Thank you very much to Matty from P1 with Matty and Tommy coming on this poxy little podcast and talking about F1, which was disgustingly boring. But we managed to talk about maths, which is interesting.
That's the main thing.
That is the main thing. You need to watch maths immediately. Yep.
Is that going to be the title of this podcast?
Mm. Yeah.
Why you need to watch maths.
And with that, thank you very much again. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your abilities. Final word, please, Matty.
Shedfest, the 4th of May, £450 per ticket.
Okay. Thank you. And goodbye.